Do you do an intro?
I don't have an intro. I hit record, by the way. Yeah, I can do an intro. Do you want to... Just give me a sound test.
All right.
That was heinous. Espelon. Let me see if mine's coming through. Espelon. 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 Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Espelon Podcast. I am your host, Tequila Jones. And with me in the virtual studio is my good friend, Tequila Also Jones. Say hi, Tequila. Say hi, muchacho. Fine, don't.
Fuck you, Joey.
Anyways, we're winging it here today, and if you don't like that, you probably need to turn the podcast off right now. In fact, I'm surprised you ever listened to us at all, because this is going to be the same shit as always. It's going to be JBC. Motherfuckers!
Hey, Jason, I had to run away from the computer. Were you trying to talk to me?
I introduced you as Tequila Also Jones.
Nice.
And you ran away. That's fine, though.
I came back to the computer, and all I heard was... Fuck you, Joey! And I was like, I wonder if he tried to talk to me, and then just hit the button.
No, it's all good. It's all good, hombre. How you doing? We're recording a little bit later than we intended, because you had a bit of a tickle in your throat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was full on. It was nasty. I thought it was bronchitis. And this is the second cold that I've had in a few months, That's weird.
You want to have way more colds than just a few in a few months? Get yourself a kid in the house. You can have colds all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Get yourself a little toddler. He'll bring back shit you never even heard of.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I thought without any alcohol and being a little bit healthier all around, I normally don't get colds. I mean, you know me. I'm not sick a whole lot.
Yeah, well, you live in Davenport, where it like never rains and it never snows and it's sunny all the time, so you can't help but be healthy.
Anyway, you'd think that, I don't know, being healthier, I would be sick less, but it turns out I'm sick more.
Well, maybe you're just re-metabolizing or whatever the fuck they call it when you know, you're off the booze, and your body's going, oh, shit. I mean, your body's not going, oh, shit. Well, it is. It's going, oh, shit, but I am also going, oh, shit. Sorry about that. I dropped my bottle of Espelon.
I actually thought you might have fallen out of your chair kept talking. I'm like, he's good.
Yeah.
Well, he's horizontal. He's on the floor, and he's still talking. Now he's pulling himself back up. That's what it sounded like.
No, I was... no, the Yeti is set to catch my voice wherever it is. And speaking of... Total subject change now that we're not talking about being sick all the time. We can go back to that. But anyway, I was watching a video on the internet, and it was of an adult nature. And this young lady was she's very chatty and cordial, and she was talking about her life. And she had a, there was a machine that was, let's just use the word thrusting, back and forth a device. And so, like, from the middle of the screen down.
A meat slicer?
It was a meat pounder. And so from the middle of the screen down, it was like this straight raunchy-ass porno. But from the middle of the screen up, it was sort of like you're just chatting with someone. She's like, I don't know, maybe I'll get a dog. I like animals, but gosh, I mean, if I go somewhere, who's going to take care of them? So it's like, I didn't know where to pay attention. So I instead just decided to focus on the Yeti that was behind her, which she, I guess, uses for other purposes, because she wasn't using it today. And I was just watching that Yeti going, yeah, I don't know whether I'm turned on right now or not, but I think you should get a dog.
She was completely unaffected by the constant thrusting.
Every once in a while she would
machine.
Yeah, every once in a while she'd give a little like a cursory
almost like a distraction.
Yeah, kind of like she would remember, oh yeah, I'm supposed to be, you know, getting dudes to jerk off or whatever. I don't know.
I'm getting railed by my new automatic sex machine.
Yeah.
I should respond.
Yeah.
I should react to the feelings.
But the takeaway for me was she owned a Yeti. So I own a Yeti. You own a Yeti. Yeti is the... And we're not getting paid to say this. Yeti is the best microphone you can get for the money. And it captured my voice, even though I was bent over trying to pick up my bottle of Espelon. And I don't know if that's how it's pronounced, by the way. That's just how I pronounce it.
Espelon?
Espelon, yeah. It's a kind of tequila.
Cool.
Yeah, NOM 1440 for those tequila enthusiasts out there who know what that means.
I am sitting in this garage just barely putting up with it. It stinks so fucking bad in here.
Like, can we play 20 stink questions? I mean, is that a thing? 20 questions but stink?
Yeah, just real quick. You've been in my garage before. Mm-hmm. I guess there's quite a few different things that could happen in a garage to make it stink really bad. I didn't tell you exactly what type of stench, maybe you could hazard a couple of guesses.
Well, I guess, like, okay, if I go with the traditional animal, mineral, vegetable, I'm guessing it's not mineral, so animal or vegetable?
Both.
Okay, so... Now it's like, okay, was it your dog related? Did the dog have something to do with it?
No, the dog was unrelated.
Okay, but was it some sort of like wild animal related, like a raccoon or something?
No, but that's what I thought at first.
Oh, okay, so then I think I know what happened. A pelican got into your garage, smoked all your cigarettes, drank all your booze, and then puked all over the place. Then it set up itself a game of nine ball, played terribly, took a crap, and flew away.
Close.
Actually,
that's not close at all. Colder. You're getting colder.
Getting colder. Did your water heater decide, fuck it, I ain't heating water anymore. I'm going to heat poop. No?
Well, no. That's not how. Hmm. No. What the fuck are you thinking? Of course that didn't happen.
No, I don't know. I mean, I've seen your water heater. It's a pretty reliable thing, but who knows? Like, this is the 2018. This is the 2018.
And I do have some drunk friends, even though I'm not drinking anymore. You know, maybe somebody pooped in my water heater and suddenly my water heater's heating poop. Okay. It's, I guess, within the realm of possibility.
Although, have you ever opened a water heater? It is not easy to do. If someone's dedicated to shitting in your water heater, that is dedication. Because, especially if you're drunk, because it's like not, you need special tools. You need like a welding thing. You need to weld. You need to be able to weld.
Yeah. It's not impossible, but it's very, very difficult, especially for a drunk person. So. Yeah. Come on, that's it. It didn't happen. That didn't happen. I couldn't figure it out. I walked in.
All right. Oh, well, it was your freezer.
Yeah, dude, you got it.
Your freezer gave up the ghost, and that that bag of human noses you had in there was rotting.
Yeah, you got to keep the human noses frozen.
You know that Jeffrey Dahmer's mother. In her freezer had a bag of human noses.
Really? Just the noses?
Yeah, apparently she and
that
Jeffrey...
That story did ring a bell, and I was like, that's not anything from my life, is it?
No, apparently she and Jeffrey were going to start a Dahmer Nose Pizza franchise, and, hey-o! Okay, that joke's not mine. I didn't make that one up, so,
But I liked it. Thanks for sharing.
No, what was rotting in the state of Denmark there?
Well, I couldn't figure it out because I was distracted by a different problem. It was raining and raining and raining, and I came home and I've got this entire like outdoor lighting pattern, whatever. There's a bunch of string lights above my deck. You've seen that.
Yeah,
and
then
there's a tree, and that has a rope light up it. And there's some other lights throughout the yard.
Yeah.
And I have a remote control clicker, and I hit the button, and all of it turns on.
Sweet.
I think you've seen this setup.
I think so, yeah.
Well, I hit the clicker. I came home, and I hit the clicker after it had been raining and raining. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, this doesn't work. So I went to the little apparatus that is plugged in that – You know, it's the fucking apparatus.
It's the apparatus, yeah.
That remotely connects to my little clicker.
Yeah.
And that's not working for some reason.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Thanks. And So I thought that thing was broken, but it turns out the outside electrical outlet was not working. That okay. thing is plugged into an outlet. Yeah, fuck. All right, I'm going to wrap this up. I'm going to wrap it up. You can understand, though, I'm trying to figure out an electrical problem.
Just add some shit to this. Joe's like, okay, I'm trying to figure this problem out. Meanwhile, ninjas are trying to screw me in the ass.
This is a super boring fucking
story. No, it's you can. I know you. You can spice this up. So, how naked were you? On a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 is Amish and 10 is a porn star with a Yeti getting a pounding from a machine while talking about a dog she wants to buy, is a 10.
Well, I was naked. I was very naked, and I figured, okay, I'm going to test out these electrical sockets. So I started, I'm like, it's got to be one of these around here. So I just started, like, putting my dick in all the electrical sockets.
Right.
And none of them worked.
Yeah, God. Poor man's Viagra. I know that trick. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, so I finally found the electrical problem, and it turns out that's the thing that the fucking refrigerator was plugged into.
Son of a mother.
Yeah. So I reset the breaker, and, you know, because of the rain, it had tripped the fucking breaker.
Oh my God. That's ironic. Or is it ironic? Is it appropriate? I don't know what the word is, because your dad's an electrician, so it's like...
I'm just hoping he doesn't listen to this, and he will, because he listens to everyone.
Actually, I think...
I've used really, really poor terminology the whole time I'm talking about my electrical problem.
Apparatus. He'll probably be like, yeah, that's what breakers are for. Otherwise, your house would have burnt down, stupid. He wouldn't call you stupid, though.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. If I weren't fucking super lazy, in the refrigerator, my wife had put a whole bunch of tamales that we were supposed to use in the refrigerator.
That you were supposed to use. I like that. Not eat, but use, like, you know, to beat homeless children or something. Come here.
Well, I try really hard not to waste food around here. Yeah. We tend to get... It's not like we're fucking rich people, but I swear to God, it's a problem. Like, we waste food, and my wife will make a shitload of food, and, you know, we are only two people. So right. when I say we need to use the food, I mean we need to feed it to somebody.
Okay,
if it's not us, we need to take it somewhere and be like, behold, our tamales, they're great. We'll never fucking eat all of these tamales. Anyway, they're just sitting in the refrigerator. I noticed that the refrigerator started smelling. I'm like, oh, those fucking tamales have been in there for a long time. Now, if I weren't a lazy son of a bitch, what should I have done with the tamales in the refrigerator?
Eating them all right there standing up.
Yes. And the second option.
The second option was another way of saying no. Yeah.
Right. Well, some would say, well, don't waste any food. Damn it. Eat the rotten tamales. They're not rotten enough. They're maybe a little bit stinky. They got a little funk on them, but you can take it. Eat the tamales.
What do you think salsa is for?
People starving in third world countries.
And first world countries.
No, I was. Okay.
No, it's true, though.
Listen.
There's people starving in first world countries. There is, Joe. Sorry.
I said third.
Yeah, but also third. First. Also first. All the levels. Whatever country there is, there's people starving. Right. And I'm not saying that's your fault. I'm just saying, get some salsa, eat your fucking tamales.
Well, if I were a little bit more woke, then...
Yeah. That's the definition of woke. Yeah, upper middle class white dude eats rotten tamales because he's woke.
No, knowledge that people are starving everywhere and being able to acknowledge that.
Yeah, but you knew that. Just... The thing of it is, though, and I'm going off on a tangent here, but you can't solve first world hunger problems by eating tamales. I mean, I really admire, and I do, I respect that you guys are like, look, we can't eat all this food. We should give it to somebody. You don't want it to go to waste, and I get that. That's fine. And if, correct me if I'm wrong, but your wife comes from a large family. That's why she's used to cooking a lot, right? That's how she learned to cook, was like, okay, here, take 18 pounds of hamburger. Wait, what? Yeah, 18 pounds, right? Am I wrong? Or she's big family, right?
Yeah, but I also think my wife has this thing where when she gets really hungry, she just thinks she can eat a lot of food. She can't.
No, she's a little tiny thing.
Normally when she's cooking, when she thinks about cooking and she's in the grocery store, she's like, I'm going to make a lot of this shit.
Yeah.
She knows it's just her and me, and it's not necessarily how she learned how to cook.
Right.
It's because she's like, I want to eat a lot of this shit.
Yeah, okay.
And it never works out that way, but that's why we have all these leftovers, and she orders food that way too.
Right.
Because she's super hungry, and she's like, we're going to get something delivered, and, you know, food for 15 people shows up, and we eat a little bit of it, and then it just stuffs our refrigerators, and we have two refrigerators. I'm talking about the one in our garage, and I didn't throw those fucking tamales away. I didn't throw them away. I was super fucking lazy, and I was in a rush, and I was like, guess what you do with something that stinks? Take it from the refrigerator, one motion of the arm, and put it in the fucking freezer. And it will freeze, and it will stop stinking. We'll never fucking eat it, but I can just at least postpone that issue.
That's chemistry.
Well, it came back to bite me in the ass because the refrigerator shut down for 3 days and the fucking stinky ass rotten tamales melted all over into the refrigerator and all over the floor. And I walked in. I couldn't figure it out. And
wait, 3 days? I'm not trying to cast aspersions, but how come you didn't notice for 3 days? I guess you're not in your garage every day,
I haven't been in my garage for a while. We haven't been doing laundry. I'm exposing what just a terrible fucking homeowner.
You are not a terrible homeowner. You're not a terrible homeowner. You are normal.
Anyway, I guess it took a little while to really stink up the place, and I haven't really been spending any time in here. So there it is. I finally come in here, and I'm like, something is fucking wrong. I thought it was a dead raccoon,
but it wasn't. It was rotten tamales. Did you can you just open the garage door and the other door and just let the rain waft through and kind of scrub the air, as it were?
Yeah, I cleaned out the fridge earlier today, and it was really gross. And I dry heaved. And then my dog was really excited. Jesus barking Christ came in, and he's like, oh my God, there's rotten shit in here. And Joe's trying to clean it up, which means I have a chance of like grabbing something disgusting and running off and eating it whole. And like, he got really close to one of the tamales as I'm like dumping it into this big lawn and leaf bag. And I'm like, and he goes up and he's getting ready. He's like, this is my fucking chance. Look, he's totally distracted. There's nothing he can do. I'm grabbing one of these rotten tamales. And he comes up and goes, and then runs away. Ugh. My dog gagged at the smell of the fucking tamale. That's how bad it is.
That's pretty funny. I mean, yeah, that's bad. I had an experience once. I don't know if I can turn this into a funny story. I'll try. A friend of mine had a friend who had a house on a lake, and every once in a while we would go out to this house and just, you know, chill out on the lake, a bunch of people, get drunk, and it was at one of these places where I had to tell, I'm not making this up, Joe, the debate over what the Immaculate Conception meant got so heated that somebody called her aunt, who is a nun, literally a nun, like a nun, N-U-N nun. And I had to fight with a nun. I was plastered, by the way. I had to fight with a nun about what the Immaculate Conception refers to. That happened at this house. Anyway, one time...
wait, hold on. Did you lose the argument?
No, I won. Did,
then you would have been second to none.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, I won because I was like, you're wrong, nun. Go to, I'm not joking, go to CatholicEncyclopedia.com and look it up. And she did. She's like, I swear to God, I'm not even making this up. But anyway, point is this. One of the times we went to this lake house, we show up and there was this god-awful smell. It turns out, yep, same thing. For some reason, the freezer got knocked out. It had been full of meat and now it was full of gag juice. And it was just... Oh, God, I got such tight abs that weekend because we cleaned it all out best we could, opened every window, lit a lot of fucking candles, and, no one got laid that weekend is all I'm saying.
Yeah, oh, my God.
So I know what you went through. So that's the smell that you're experiencing right now, and only took us 20 minutes to talk about. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm regretting trying to explain my electrical issue.
No, it's all good. I like
it's
that.
It's embarrassing. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the embarrassment.
No. You're fine. At least
you know what it is. I'm envisioning still the look on my dad's face as he like shakes his head back and forth. And,
well,
like,
what could you have done?
His forehead in his hand.
Hey, no.
He's a fucking. Well, he used to be a master electrician.
He still is a master. He's a master.
Yeah, he's a master of shaved ice. And he's really not that good. I was talking to him, I'm like, dude, your shaved ice business is like, it leaves a lot to be desired. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like the fucking king of shaved ice around here. And I'm like, well, I said, yeah, but you don't have any flavors. And he goes, yeah, well, you should get off your ass and bring your own flavor.
What is this? He like the Papa Murphy's of shaved ice? We fucking bring your own goddamn flavors?
Yeah, he's like the DiGiorno of shaved ice.
Here's your ice. I don't care what the fuck you put on it. Just get out of here. I have a... Yeah.
And my point is, he's way better electrician than he is a proprietor of shaved ice.
Yeah. Well, he's... I mean, that's not like... I don't know what you're describing there. You could say he's a much better electrician than he is a... name it. I mean, he's really good with the electricity. He's natural, right? So, I mean, he's going to be better at that than anything else. He's a much better electrician than a father. Okay, that's mean. But no, I'm just kidding. So we've okay. Awkward.
I actually just sat here and I was like, I'm just gonna listen to him squirm. I had a moment there where I was like, I'm gonna listen to Jason squirm.
Yeah.
And see how long it lasts.
Okay, so there's a lot of things going on. One, I know we haven't even got to today's topic yet, even though we're a third of the way through the show. Two, I've had a lot of espelon, not just now, but today. And three, I don't care. I don't know what three is, but...
This is my favorite thing. You're like, well, that's...
Yeah.
You actually... I'm sorry. That really cracked me up.
That's what we're all about here. So, okay, let's move on.
Yeah.
Notes. You have some notes you want to read? I got some notes you want to read. I mean, notes I want to read.
I do have some notes. Let me pull. What, can you get us started? Let me pull up my notes.
Okay, you want me to just read some of my notes? Okay, I can.
Or okay. If you have a, yeah, if you have a nice tweet so, over the last week, maybe.
So, okay, this happened. This is for real. And I wrote this down. This isn't a tweet, but this is something good in my diary, right? If I had one. There's a lady at the gym who has a tattoo of a cross on the back of her neck. But she has long hair. So you can only see the cross when she's upside down, which means you can only see the cross when it is upside down. Hashtag Satan. That's supposed to be the church lady, but yeah.
Yeah, I remember that, actually. Yeah. I got that reference.
And I want to go up to her and say, hey, you have a tattoo on the back of your neck. I've only ever seen it when it invokes Satan. And she could be some like, you know, well, actually, the upside down cross is a symbol for St. Peter. I was like, okay, no. That's a Greek cross, not a Roman cross, and yours is Roman. Sorry, that's satanic. But I don't know. Maybe it's on purpose, right? Maybe she's like, I know what I'm doing. I've never cut
Roman
my hair.
Roman cross is satanic.
Yeah. Well, Roman being, it's longer at the bottom. Greek is where it's like, it looks like a plus sign. Anyway.
Right,
so,
right, okay.
And then another thing I wrote in my diary, because I couldn't figure out how to tweet it, was just found out that July 4th is National Tequila Day, which is true. I'm crossing my fingers that I can get dropped into a kind of a Groundhog Day kind of thing on the next Tequila Day. Because that would be great.
Just live that day over and over again?
Yeah, every day I wake up and go, fuck, really? Again? All right, let's try another tequila. Because that would be the thing. Like, I have to drink the magic tequila, which means I have to work my way through all of them. And there's about 2,000.
Yeah. I just realized if you're going to have a Groundhog Day on July 4th, where you're going to drink a bunch of tequila.
July 24th. National,
24th. July 24th.
Yeah,
July.
Yeah. July 24th. Yeah.
Okay, so it's National Tequila Day. If you want to get really loaded on that day,
mm-hmm.
and then... Do you hear that? Somebody's, like, revving up a fucking Harley. Do you hear that?
Harley or chainsaw?
One of the two. I'm okay. Not sure. Anyway, here's the key to that. That sounds like a lot of fun. But you have to handle it correctly. If you must not drink the night before.
Hmm. Oh, because you would wake up with a hangover every day. Yeah, good one. Good one.
That's right.
All right.
So you'd get just wake up and you're like, God damn, it's time to drink all day. So you got to be fresh for that.
That's
and then
a good point.
You can every single day you can. I mean, you can even die of alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, every day.
By the end of the day, or by the afternoon, if you know.
Hey, by the morning, because I'm drinking as soon as I wake up. Shoot, dog.
I'm just saying, that's there you go. No consequences, except for the fact that you're trapped in a wheel of suffering for eternity. That's
I'm getting a phone call from Montlake Terrace. I don't know what that means. You hear that, folks, in the background? Let me hit stop.
Huh.
All right, call declined. Sorry about that. I'm going to drink a little more Espelon, and you're going to read some of your notes.
Yes. Let's see. Where should I begin? There's a... We went to... It was LP's birthday.
Mm-hmm. It was? Back. When was a while back? I guess I don't know when her birthday is.
It was very near your birthday.
Why didn't I know that?
Yeah, it was like on the 27th. And Ryan and Brendy, they've both been on the show. They took us out to eat. And some just silly shit was happening during that dinner that I wanted to mention. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm getting a piece of paper so I can take notes.
Okay.
No, hang on a second, real quick. Is Brendy the one who at your birthday party insisted everybody play that game that I won a lot of money on?
It was either Brendy or Jen Powell. Yeah.
It wasn't Jen Powell.
They both liked that game.
Because Brendy is with Ryan, right? Because I remember thinking that Brendy was with someone else, like they were in a relationship, and then I saw her like making out with Ryan. I was like, wow, this town is awesome.
Then I realized,
no, I was mistaken in the first part, not the second part. Anyway, so what happened at your at LP's birthday fest?
Well, I'm looking through the notes, and about like a third of these notes have to do with that dinner. The first item is called "Suck the Life Out of That Bone."
I like how you title these.
That item. Well, my wife ordered a pork shank, and it was just a huge piece of pork with the bone like sticking out of it.
Sure, yeah.
And at the end, it's kind of weird. Like I said before, my wife orders a whole lot of food. Everybody that night ordered way too much food. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the night, the waitress is like, "Oh, do you want me to put that in a box for you?" You know, and she's like, "Yeah, with the bone." And the waitress is like, "No. We cut it off the bone." And she's like, "But I want to take that bone home to suck the life out of that bone." I was like, "Oh God!" And then it was weird. And this is kind of a theme for the night. Brendy looked like she was kind of not paying attention and like zoning out while this exchange was happening. But then Laura said, "Suck the life out of that bone," and all of a sudden Brendy was like, "I was thinking about Captain America." It just made me laugh so hard that, like, a part of her consciousness or subconscious or something was connected to this conversation and sucked the life out of that bone. The association directly in her brain was Captain America.
Yeah. I tell you what, Joe, I don't want to get divorced, but whenever I do, I feel sorry for you because I'm moving to your town. I'm hanging out with you and your friends.
Oh, that sounds great. Like a fun dinner, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does sound like a fun dinner. I like that. Well, here's the thing. I just want to real quick mention, your wife's a decent-looking broad, and I mean that as a compliment, obviously. And
that's an understatement.
It's an understatement, Well, I can't regale you with how hot she is, because that's creepy, right? I'm your cousin, crying out loud. But anyway, she's decent-looking broad.
Yeah, but you set me up to mention
the
full truth, which is she's
absolutely
super hot.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I mean, I think everybody's on the correct pedestal right now. But my point is that because she could pick up that pork shank by the bone and just gnaw on it and get away with it. You and me, like, we would be called Neanderthals if we just picked up a bone, shake by the bone, and start chewing on it. But, like, good-looking people, women.
Yeah, it's true. My wife could just, like, get down on that bone at the dinner table and everybody would kind of be...
They'd be like, it's a good-looking broad, whatever.
Maybe not turned on. Well, maybe. But then
somebody would be, but...
She would get away with it.
She would be able to...
If I did it, my wife would fucking slap that bone out of my mouth.
She would slap that bone out of your mouth.
There's a few situations that if my wife caught me, she would slap the bone out of my mouth.
Okay, so...
So, Brendy has this really kind of endearing thing where she seems to be zoning out, you know, and stuff's going on all around her, and then she'll just jump in with something that seems unrelated, but it's just really funny. And here's another example. The same dinner, my wife is like, we're thinking about desserts at this point, and she's like, "Well, is there any dessert that you don't like?" Like, and she's looking around at everybody. Ryan's there. Yeah. Ryan, by the way, you know from previous podcasts, he really doesn't like anything. Like he's got that what we call child's palate, so he only eats grilled cheese and shit.
Okay.
Anyway, so all these desserts are looking disgusting to him. But my wife's looking around. She's like, "Is there anything you don't like? Is there anything at all you don't like?" Brendy, out of nowhere, comes out of her like weird zoned out stare and says, "I don't like crows." And it fucking threw me off because I'm sitting there talking about, I'm like, I don't really like bread pudding. I could live without bread pudding, honestly. And it's right here on the menu, so I hope we don't choose that one. And she's like, I don't like crows. And it took me a minute to process it. I looked right at her, and I'm like, crows? What? And then I just jumped right in with her, and I said, well, what's your problem with crows?
No, Freddy? Fuck crows. Fuck crows.
And she said, "Well, I think they're too smart, and I think that they're up to something, and that they might hurt me."
Oh my god, this is rapidly turning into my favorite person on the planet.
Yeah, she's great, man.
Oh man,
we need to have her on the show more often because she's super funny. She's only been on once, I think, for like 5 seconds, which is weird. But anyway, we'll have her on in 2009 more.
Oh my god, I would just follow her around with a microphone, wait for her to say stuff. That's brilliant.
Yeah, it's great. So Brendy does. That's the item here. It says Brendy doesn't like crows. Let's see. And then here's one, another item.
Okay.
That says Brendy karate chopped my wife in the throat.
Wow.
Yeah.
On purpose.
And yeah, totally. No, this is a. Yeah, she attacked my wife because it was her birthday dinner, and my wife's got this thing where at least she puts on a display. Like, she'll pull out cash, like hard cash, a couple of hundreds, and start waving them around, be like, I'm paying for this shit.
Right,
or
right.
Like, pull out a card. I think it's all a display. It was her birthday.
Sure.
She knows that people are going to pony up, but Laura pulls out, like, she's waving around a couple of hundreds, and Brendy was having none of it, and she physically assaulted my wife at the dinner table. From my angle, it looked like a straight karate chop to the throat. It looked super violent, and my wife dropped the 200s immediately when she got attacked and made this noise, like, you know, and... It turns out that Brendy only punched her really hard in the hand, knocking the hundreds out.
Okay. All right. Oops, sorry about that. Yeah, okay.
So, yeah. Anyway, so Brendy's kind of hardcore. Brendy's like, no, I'm paying for this fucking meal. And Laura even pretending that she was gonna pay was completely unacceptable, and so she was assailed.
Assailed. I was going to call today's episode Heinous Cough. I'm starting now to think that today's episode should be called Brendy Was Having None of It.
That's pretty good. Well, you might want to name it this.
Yeah.
Here's another.
Oh, you got another one? Okay, good. Yeah.
If you don't mind, would you like to go?
Yeah. No. Mine were so stupid.
You might want to call the name of this show the Sub-Saharan Pimp Leopard.
Does this have anything to do with Brendy?
No, but that's just a teaser. I'll talk about the Sub-Saharan Pimp Leopard later.
How do you spell Brendy so I get it right if I do that?
It's B-R-E-N-D-I.
Oh, okay. I was doing E-E. Brendy. Like Brandy. Okay, not like Randy. Brendy has a Y, not an I. Okay.
Yeah. So we kind of are done with the Brendy stuff, except at that dinner we then started talking about... massages, because Brendy was like, okay, you know, what else you want for your birthday or something like that, and everybody started talking about, you know, where to get the best massage in town and stuff like that, and I wanted a sundae.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm tell this story correctly. Everything kind of came together at once, but I was like, I wanted a sundae, and then they were talking about massages, and then like, well, what about a sundae special massage? You know, it's a Sunday special with the banana split.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I feel a joke coming on here. This is Brendy and my wife. And then my wife was like, yeah, it has a happy ending at the end, but they put a banana in your butt. right when you come. They put a banana up there called the banana split.
I think that's the definition of ejaculation. You do whatever you want to me right now. I'm not even going to know. Stick a banana in my butt. I don't care. A couple cherries, some chocolate sauce. Have fun.
Anyway, I don't know. I don't think I did that story any justice because the item says Sunday special, but it's spelled, you know, Sunday like a hot fudge sundae.
Right, right, right.
Sunday special massage with a banana split. So anyway, if you can find a massage joint that does the Sunday special.
I hope that on the episode where we explain all of our in-jokes, we explain the Sunday special. And from now until then, we should use the Sunday special as a euphemism so that we have to explain
the Sunday
it.
Special.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just... That's some naughty shit that just to think of that. Like, oh, a happy ending. That's good. You know what would make it better? Banana in your butt. Oh, now, right when you come. How about that?
Is it a peeled? Is it a peeled banana, or is it still on the skin? I guess that's the question.
I envisioned it with the skin on.
Oh, you did? Okay.
It's not arousing otherwise.
No, because then, I mean, not to be gross, but because then you could peel it and eat it, because the skin protected it from the assness, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to waste food. Look, if it's rotten tamales or ass bananas, one of the two, you should eat them if you still can. Ass bananas.
After your full release, you should pull the banana from your ass and eat it.
Yeah, because you need the electrolytes.
You need the potassium.
The potassium, yeah. Oh, goodness gracious. Okay.
Sunday special massage. It puts the ass in potassium. All right, wonderful.
Okay, all right. I'm going to read some shitty tweets. Okay, here's one. This is really stupid. I wrote, can't decide which hunt I like more, Bonnie or Will. It agonizes me. People come up and say, what's wrong? And all I can do is shout, which hunt? So hashtag make America pun again. Yeah, that's a political joke. Okay, here's the one that's even more stupid. Sometimes I wish we had outer space aliens destroying the planet instead of man-made climate change, because I bet the GOP would get behind superheroes funding. Yeah, that's more politics.
No, that's just...
It's political, yeah. Okay, this one's better. Submitted my autobiography to a publisher who responded, this is just Romeo and Juliet with Jason replacing Romeo and tequila replacing Juliet. Well, yes. Told him I have one based on Comedy of Errors, too. Hashtag Tequila Thursday. I'll just keep going until
you... envision that. Yeah, let's have another one.
I wonder if the police in Park City are, you know, ironically vulgar sometimes. Hashtag get it. Hashtag desperately trying to clever tweet.
Wow. Is this all from the last time we recorded?
It is, yeah. I've just been going...
So you've been tweeting.
Yeah, I get bored of tweet.
Tweet-diddly-deedle-deedle.
Yeah, you get that one, right? That is... I mean, you get that. The joke.
I don't know if I do. I didn't want to...
Okay, Park City Police...
I'm embarrassed.
No. It's probably too subtle, but Park City, right? Police? The PC Police? It's not a good joke. Next tweet. I wonder if the afterlife starts with a gag reel. Not really funny, just kind of like, you know.
I don't know why, Jason. That was my favorite one so far.
Okay. Well, then stop there. Let's go on with some Joe notes.
Okay. Well, this, I wanted to talk about the Sub-Saharan Pimp Leopard. Maybe I brought it up too many times. We'll see if this works.
Yeah, the SPL.
Oh, you know what? Actually, first, I wanted to tell you the story of Street Dick.
Can I tell you something real quick? I don't know if it's because I've been drinking a lot of Espolon, but one, you are hilarious today, and two, my laugh is really the best kind of like radio laugh. The whole, you know, sounds like an old man wheezing laugh. Just things are coming together.
We've done that a lot. I'm getting over a cold. I can't stop wheezing, so that's good. Those are my favorite laughs, actually.
Yeah.
When I listen back to the show. If one of us makes the other one wheeze,
the extended wheeze,
I know that we're doing a good job.
That's my wife's favorite laugh too. She's like, she calls it the old man wheeze. Yeah, just like yeah, and that's her favorite. So yeah, tell me about Street Dick.
Yeah, Street Dick. this is a Shags story, and I was gonna wait till the next time she was on to tell the story, and then I realized no, I shouldn't. And then I actually hope that she doesn't listen to this episode. She doesn't listen to every episode. But Street Dick,
she's busy.
We went to Shags and
Sean.
my wife and a, well, yeah, Sean was there too.
Oh, okay.
And a, just a gaggle of other people. They were all drunk and I was sober. So, and I was the I was the designated driver, so all these people were getting drunk. We went to a horse race.
Oh, did you?
We went to the fucking we went to the horse track.
Okay.
To bet on some horses. And but before we even got there, some of the people, including Shags, were already drinking. And we were just walking down the sidewalk to try and get into the horse race.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like children and, you know, families, people of all ages and all different ethnicities.
Really?
And, I mean,
like children on a horse track? Really? I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, yeah. It was, they have other stuff that goes on there. There's a lot of different shit going on in there. Horse racing is one of them. There's, kind of carnival-esque stuff happening that day. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're walking down the sidewalk, and wait, I think that's the thing. Shags did not expect there to be children around.
Okay.
And that was one of the problems here. Mm-hmm. Is she's talking to this dude behind us. We're walking in front of me and LP walking in front of Shags and this other group of people. And I hear Shags kind of I'm hearing bits and pieces of her conversation, and I'm like, this is getting... Like, we're in public here, and there's people walking by. I'm like, she doesn't really give a shit that there's other people here.
This is why I love Shags.
Say what?
This is why I love Shags.
Yeah,
it's one of the many reasons, but yeah, go ahead.
And then I started getting intrigued by what she's talking about, and I didn't really know what she was talking about. So I turned around. I'm like, "It's what are you guys talking about?" And I interrupted her. She was ending off a thought, and this is how she ended the thought. She was like, "Hey, what? Come on, over here. Anybody want some street dick?" And she must have been telling some story or something.
Suck a dick.
And yeah, I'm like, oh my God. And I turned around and she was looking. She looked a little stunned. She was staring at something behind me. I turned around and there was like a 6-year-old girl staring right back at Shags. Like she had a little balloon. So Shags, on accident, had asked a 6-year-old girl if she were interested in street dick, and then realized what just happened. Anyway, well, that's the street dick story.
I like that. Shags meant, hey, little girl, do you want a common pedestrian detective to help you find your lost kitty? Not kitty, that's too...
That's what she meant. That's but when you meant. Say, hey, anybody want some street dick?
It comes across a little, yeah.
Yeah. It didn't. Yeah. It seemed inappropriate, and I think it frightened the small child. And then you could see that Shags was a little taken aback by her own behavior.
I think that in a perfect world, every time more than two people, so three people or more, are walking from one place to another, in a perfect world, we would be able to clone drunk Shags, and she would walk behind them and not talk shit to people, just talk to people. That would be like the thing. Like if you're like, all right, I'm gonna go. We're here. We need to go there. We can get a taxi, but fuck that. They're too expensive, and it's a nice day. Let's walk. We got me. We got you. We got Weird Steve. Can you guys call up the clone Shags? And then like, bloop, there she is. She's like, all right, guys, let's go do this, okay? And then she'd be like,
Island.
Whoops, not that one. She would be like, obviously, I'm
suck a dick.
No, not that one. She would be like,
can you walk us through it?
Yeah, she would say that.
Nice.
Not nice, just terrible.
Nice use of the shag buttons. Yeah, I like that.
We do have more than one shag button. That's true. That's a beautiful story. So, can you tell me about Sub-Saharan Leopard porn? What was it? Sub-Saharan
Leopard pimp? You know, I'm having a hard time while you were talking. I'm trying to find this thing. It was a Facebook post Joe Beth Nelson did.
Okay.
And I'm having a hard time finding it. Damn it. So I don't know what to do. I really wanted to read this post, but I can't find it.
Okay,
can you tell a little story while I find this?
Yeah, I'll read some more shitty ass tweets. Yeah, I'll read some more tweets.
Buy some time for me.
Yeah, and by the way, just because it fascinates me when you are fascinated by this, we have 15 minutes left. So, okay, so
I'm genuinely surprised.
Yeah, you keep looking, I'll read. Ever have one of those? This is a tweet I did. Ever have one of those days? I'm having one of those. No, wait, not that kind. Those over there. No, to the left. Not that far left. There you go. Yep, the one with the sparkles. Bingo, I'm having one of those kind of days. So it was a tweet I put out. Nobody even fucking looked at it. Okay, here's another one. Was having some happy memories of watching Revenge of the Nerds, and then I realized, holy crap, that movie was misogynist AF. Hashtag F the 80s. Do you remember Revenge of the Nerds, Joe?
I do. There's a lot of stuff in that movie, or at least one thing that I can think of, that's just straight up rapey.
Absolutely, just, yeah.
There you is mean? A rape, and it's played off as like...
funny. Yeah.
Something, not even funny, like...
like, haha, he
admirable.
Won.
Admirable.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And I was thinking about that, and you know what? After I wrote that tweet, I went and looked up... I looked up Revenge of the Nerds on Wikipedia, and yeah, there's a whole section on how a bunch of people looked back on that... on that movie, we're like, yeah, God, that was kind of rapey. The 80s were kind of rapey. That's why I wrote hashtag F the 80s. This is a rapey decade. And then
yeah.
I realized, as I just now said that, that any woman in the world will probably say, hey, guys, every decade has been rapey. This is true, because we live in a fucked up world. Anyway,
yeah,
next tweet, unless you found yours.
No, I didn't, and I might not.
All right, here we go.
But give us another one.
Trump is threatening to shut down the government, and I'm all like, what government? The one that has thousands of positions you still haven't appointed? Okay, hashtag impeach Trump. So yeah, another political one. What are you going to do? Went for a hashtag run in the hashtag rain, and raindrops kept hitting my watch and restarting the song I was listening to, which started with a rousing F this. So of course I did nothing to stop it because yes, F this, hashtag F this. And that's true. It's like I'm running, right? I'm running, da-da-da-da-da. And like, My the song goes, fuck this, and then it plays like 8 bars, and then it starts over. Fuck this, and I'm like, yeah, it's cold, it's wet, I'm tired and fat. Fuck this.
That's appropriate.
Yeah.
Well,
I can keep going. I got billions, dude.
Oh well, I actually had a question about.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
I think I've asked you this before, but okay. Don't you get like the runner's high or?
Not anymore. Used to.
You just normally just suffer.
I just suffer, yeah.
And yet you run a lot.
So. I like to run because I like to listen to loud-ass music. The song that started with Fuck This was a song by Nonpoint, and I don't know what the name of the song is because I don't know the names of songs, but it's a good song. But no, ever since I started taking either Wellbutrin or Zoloft, I don't know which one, I don't get runner's high anymore. So, whatever.
Oh, damn.
I just suffer, okay. Yeah.
But you still... you benefit from running or else you wouldn't do it.
No. Well, it's
not for the... you don't do it for the runner's high. You do it for...
no. Well, I don't know that I ever did it for the runner's high. That was just a nice added bonus. I just did it because I want to be by myself and I want to listen to loud-ass music. So, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. So maybe the loud-ass music is sort of a substitute endorphin. I don't know. Found out this, though. You can't run and drink tequila at the same time very often. Learn that lesson the hard way. Yeah.
One more question. How often do you ever run drunk?
I've tried to, and it's difficult to do because...
I've never tried that.
It's tough to do.
What is that like?
There's this thing called the beer mile where apparently you run a quarter mile, slam a beer, run a quarter mile. Let me look this up because I think the world record is something extremely stupid. Like, okay... quiz time, Joe. What do you think the world record for the beer mile is? Like how
for
many
the
minutes?
Beer mile?
Yeah.
I don't know. People that do it, there must be some really devoted runners that can run in any state.
Yeah. So the world record for the mile, I believe, is 3 minutes. I don't want to say 52 seconds, something like that. So that's the world record for the mile. Now the beer mile, you have to, I don't know how
the
much
beer,
I don't
break it down.
Yeah, I need to find out what the beer mile is. Let's see. Yeah, you have to drink a beer every quarter mile. Okay? You have to chug
what?
A beer. Yeah. So you run a quarter mile, chug a beer, run another quarter mile, keep doing that. So, world record for the world, I'm going to look up world record mile. Run, because it's like, what's the world record mile swim? Who fucking cares? Okay, world record mile is 3:43. Fucking A, are you serious? That's fast. 3:43? Jesus Christ. Anyway, sorry.
Wow. So, whoa, okay.
So that's the record for the without drinking a beer, but you're going to stop and chug a beer every quarter mile, what do you think the world record is? Just
and you only time it while you're running.
No, no, you time it while you're chugging.
You have to time how fast, because...
Yeah, you hit go, you run, chug.
You drink beer, too.
Yeah, that's a good point, yes, yes.
So the people that are the best at this, they run a quarter mile and they fucking swallow an entire beer and then just keep running. They don't spend barely any time drinking a beer if you're really good at this.
Exactly, that's what I'm, yeah, yeah.
Okay, what's your guess? I'm thinking that maybe 5 minutes.
5 minutes is a good guess. 5 minutes would be a really... Anybody in the world who could run a mile in 5 minutes should be fucking happy with themselves. Anybody in the world who can run a mile in 5 minutes should be able to walk into like a meeting and the boss goes, Jameson, what the hell with the quarterly reports? And he's like, boss, I just ran a mile in 5 minutes. And boss is like, okay, you can just fine. I'm starting to fall. World record for the beer mile, Joe, is 4 minutes and 39 seconds. Did you hear what I said? 4 minutes and 39 motherfucking seconds.
Close.
No, no. Don't be impressed with how close you were. Be impressed with how fast an asshole can run.
I'm more impressed with my guess than I am with the actual time.
No, I was wrong. It's 4:34. He beat his own record. 4:34.
Now, just maybe to put a cap on this, is there any comment about how fast that dude drinks the beer? Is that just a negligible part of his time, overall time?
It might be
the actual beer drinking.
It might be in here. I don't know because I'm just looking at some article. But I'll say this: I bet you or I could not drink 4 beers in under 5 minutes. Never mind run a fucking mile. Could you drink 4 beers in under 5 minutes? Yeah, you may be able to. I don't know. Could you?
I would struggle with that. That would be tough.
I guess it depends on the beer. Like, if it's like, it's Tecate, which I love, by the way, or Pacifica or Sol or any of those cheap Mexican beers, that's one thing, because those are like, you know, 3.8% or whatever. They're not much. But if you're like, you're drinking like some German Optima beer, right? It's like 12.5%. I'm sorry, but after half a mile, I'm falling down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saying putting that much fluid, just gulping that much fucking beer.
Yeah. Just piss for days.
I don't care if it's milk or beer or water or it's a lot.
I want you to get back to your tweets, but just for the record, there is also a something called the Krispy Kreme Challenge, which is a 2 mile run. You have to eat 12 donuts. Oh no, sorry, 4 miles. 12 donuts in 4 miles, and this guy ran it in an hour. That's slow. 4 miles an hour. What's wrong with you, dude? Whoa! Huntsville, Alabama. That's where my wife's family lives. And puking's not allowed. Anyway, let's move on. Joe, we've got 7 minutes left. Did you find Sub-Saharan Pimp Flippard?
I did, and it's going to be anticlimactic. How much time do we have left?
We have 7 minutes. Let me say something super lame. We'll bring the...
Sure.
Bring it down. We don't know when our next episode is going to be necessarily, but it's probably going to be in a week or so. Is Monday going to work for you? Monday the 17th?
Monday the 17th is going to work, yep.
All right, we're declaring we will record on Monday the 17th unless something comes up like a sore throat or I've got a hard on or I don't know.
That's it. Monday night you have a hard on and it's over.
That's right. Hey, they don't happen as often as they used to. When I was like 15, like I would get a hard on running the bus. I get on the bus in the morning, it's like, wow, this is shaking too much. Hard on. Nowadays, it's like, you know, I have to think about Rihanna going down on Kristen Bell before it even starts to pay attention. Anyway, so we're going to do the 17th. Okay. And then the week after that, sometimes after Christmas, we'll do another episode. Like maybe Thursday the 27th, Friday the 28th, something.
Mm-hmm.
In there? Okay. All right.
Yep. We're going to have a Christmas episode. Then we're going to have the year-end recap with the JBCC.
Right. And on the Christmas episode, are we going to be like talking about the joys of Christmas or how much I fucking hate Little Drummer Boy?
Both.
All right, good.
All right. Yep.
That's what I'd like to hear. Okay. So, Sub-Saharan.
This is anticlimactic.
Fully climactic.
It's great. This is so goddamn funny.
I brought it down. We lost our hard on, and now you're going to bring our hard on back. Go for it.
All right. So, on this post, somebody posted this picture of a leopard looks very angry And it's on its hind legs. It looks pissed off, and its front paws are like swinging from, looks like they're swinging from side to side. Pissed off leopard. And this person posted this and said, please write a caption to this photo.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I thought it was Joe Beth Nelson, but I'm going to take credit for this. It was my post.
Mm-hmm.
And I've lost it. I'm so good at this.
While you were looking for that. Oh, you found it? Okay, go.
Here's my caption. So my caption is supposed to be narrated by David Attenborough.
Gotcha, okay? Yeah.
The sub-Saharan Barbary leopard don't want to smack a bitch, but he will if he got to. And even when food is scarce, his pimp hand is strong.
Okay, that's good.
That was it.
That was
after all that hype. There we go.
No, that was really good. I like that. I don't even know how Davin, did Mr. Attenborough sounds, but that's...
He has a British accent, and I'm just not up for it.
You know what?
Today.
I think you fucking convinced me.
I think.
Just kidding. Anyway.
You know, I did want to tell the story of my CPR class at Taco Bell.
Do you have... Can you do it in 4 minutes?
Yeah.
Go.
It's... Here it is.
Okay.
Taco Bell, over the last few months, we've had people have heart attacks and strokes and stuff,
really?
Like right in front of us. They're regular customers.
Really?
And suddenly, their Taco Bell habits catch up with them. And
yeah.
So myself and my staff all got CPR and first aid training.
Okay.
So we can save people's lives. Maybe if they're, maybe they're choking on a fucking gordita crunch. Whatever. Yeah. Anyway, I made an ass of myself a couple of times in the CPR class. The CPR trainer was super aggressive and was using curse words. and so, first of all, here's one of the things that she was pop quizzing us all the time. and there's no way that anybody could ever answer it right. I feel like even if you're right, she would just humiliate you. There's no way you're right. There's one time she goes, and I want you to answer as honestly as you can.
You want me to?
She's like, yeah.
Okay.
She goes, so if somebody's unconscious and they're laying on the back on their back, don't you think they might swallow their tongue?
So I don't fucking care as long as they have a wallet. I'm out of there.
That was your honest answer?
Yeah.
I said, yes, they can swallow their tongue. You need to help them. And she was like, no, idiot. You can't swallow your tongue. It's attached to the bottom of your mouth.
I can't believe you fell for the oldest trick in a book. The old tongue's attached to your mouth. You can't swallow it. Trick. When I was, 8, 9 years old, I played soccer with a kid. He had epilepsy one night, fell asleep, seizure, swallowed his tongue, died. So, fuck you, CPR lady. Yes, you can. It kills kids. Kiss my butt.
Okay, then. Fucking yeah. A.
Fucking
right?
A is right.
That's like I said, even it doesn't matter if you're right or not. She just wants you to be wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
so that was the story? Or is there more?
That wasn't the whole story.
Okay,
there's a couple more things. I was zoning out. I made an ass of myself because she cracked a joke, I guess. She's like, okay, if you're doing compressions, you want to do it at like 120 beats per second. And she's like... She goes, and can anybody think of a song? Or this bunch of millennials, right?
Right.
And she's like, can anybody think of a song at 120 beats per second? And one of the millennials, I was surprised, was like, Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. I was like, holy shit. You do compressions. Staying Alive. And then the CPR instructor was like, no, another one bites the dust.
Wow. Can I just, for the record, point out that Joe the musician was referencing 120 beats per second? That's a fucking fast song.
Did I say 120 beats per second?
You did, yeah.
That's a lot of compressions. That's... You're going to kill that fucking person. Yeah, okay, 120 beats per minute. I'm
okay.
So sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, and apparently that's Staying Alive. She was waiting for someone to say Staying Alive. Which is, that would be apropos, right?
Yeah, because exactly.
You're
yeah.
trying to keep the person alive. And she goes, no, another one bites the dust. Right?
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Right. Well, I heard that joke, and about a full slow fucking minute later, I started laughing because I just realized that she cracked a joke.
Right.
And then I explained it to the class like an idiot. Well, I was like, oh, so we would prefer that people stay alive instead of die because we're doing CPR. and it was hardcore crickets. Like, I was super fucking embarrassed. I'm embarrassed even... I shouldn't even told the story. I'm embarrassed again.
Hey, can I real quick just... Oh, shit. I can't. Sorry. This song that we're listening to right now is not at 120 beats per minute, but I'm going to tell you until Joe screams what songs are at 120 beats per minute. Because, you know, it's JBC. Fuck it. We don't do, like, conclusions and shit. We just keep going until the time runs out. That's right. Lady Gaga...
Hey, wait. One more thing.
Yeah?
At the very end, I was doing compressions on a mannequin, trying to save a mannequin's life.
Yeah.
Okay? And what you're supposed to do is tell somebody to call 911.
Yeah.
Okay? You're supposed to yell out, call 911. So, I'm right before I start the compressions, I'm like, you! And I'm supposed to pick somebody that's standing nearby. I go, you! Call 911! And the person said, what's the number for 911? And I said, 1-800, fuck you, man. It's fucking... Is there an imbecile around here that can dial three numbers in a row? It's 911!
It's 1-800, fuck you. Oh, goodness gracious. Okay, here's some songs that you can use to give somebody compressions if they're dying and no one has yet called 1-800, fuck you. Bad Romance by Lady Gaga. Just Dance by Lady Gaga. Tick Tock by Kesha. Call Me Maybe, Carly Rae Jepsen. Teenage Dream, Katy Perry. Taylor Swift's song Mean. I'm starting to get the impression that these female pop artists are dedicated to saving people's lives, Joe. Adele, Rumor Has It. Poker Face, Lady Gaga.
That's not a good one.
Kesha's
poker
song.
Poker Face is not good. For CPR. Well,
how about Kesha's Blow? Kesha wrote a song named Blow. We Are Who We Are. Bon Jovi's It's My Life. Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody. Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke. Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Yeah. Don't Stop Till You Get Enough by Michael Jackson. Don't stop till you get enough.
Don't stop till you save a life.
That's right. Didn't you have sanitized that song? My cock in your mom's butt.
Yeah.
My
cock in your mom's mouth. My cock stuffed in your mama's butt.
Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson. You've been hit by... you've been...
That's another good one.
And you know what?
Are you okay? Are you okay, Annie?
Alien Ant Farm did a cover of that, which is, one, awesome. Two, watch the video. It's even better. Ooh! Ram Jam's Black Betty. You know that song, Joe? Oh, Black Betty.
You were singing that while you're saving someone's life. You just look like an asshole.
Fuck. So who gives a fuck? You're saving someone's life. You can do whatever you want. It's not unlike, like, when I ejaculate, shove a banana in my ass. I don't care. And if I'm saving somebody's life, I sing whatever the fuck I want, right? If you're a hot chick, you're allowed to eat bone on the phone.
Saving somebody's life. I'm doing compressions. I'm like, oh, Black Betty, ram a lamb. Oh, Black Betty, bam a lamb. Well, sis, boom, bam, wham a lamb.
Yeah, well, you know what would be even better?
Did I get the lyrics right?
You nailed them, dude. What would be even better is if you were saving somebody's life and you're singing, I'm too sexy for this life that I am saving life. Too sexy for this shirt. Because that's one, too. I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred.
Oh, that's another one.
Yeah. Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Lots of CPR songs out there.
These are all CPR songs. Come As You Are by Nirvana. As you are, save a life, unless this fucker owes you cash. I don't know. Born in the USA. NSYNC, Bye Bye Bye.
Yeah, that's kind of dark.
Yeah.
You don't want to be saying goodbye to somebody while you're trying to save their life.
I should just look for the ones that are ironic. Starlight by Muse. Here's a song by The Killers. Doesn't matter what the song is, it's just The Killers. That's funny. Proud Mary by Tina Turner. 118 beats per minute. Save a life.
Give me one more and then we're done.
One more? Okay, I gotta find a good one. Boom, nailed it. This is perfect. Katy Perry's song, Hummingbird Heartbeat.
Perfect. night. About 120 beats per second, I think. Hummingbird heartbeat.
122, but yeah.
Per second?
Yeah. Per minute. Yeah, because...
Right. Banana split!
I hate myself for loving you. I don't know the words, but I think you do. Sing this song because you know it's true. Hate myself. Wrecking ball.
Good night.
Bye.